Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here. The Hunters commemorating our fallen diggers at Anzac Day services in suburbs and towns across the region today. Thousands woke up early for dawn services despite a bit of drizzle in parts, with the biggest turnout at Nobby's. Newcastle Lord Mayor Nuatali Nelms telling the crowd it's a day of reflection for those we've lost.
Today we commemorate those who sacrificed so much that we might meet here in peace. We will remember them.
Many more will line the streets later this morning for marches, including at Wanji, which is marking 25 years of the military vehicle parade. Newcastle RSL sub-branch president Ken Fale says it's great seeing more and more younger people attending and marching.
Younger ex-servicemen coming and marching, which is really pleasing. They're starting to boost the numbers. I think it just says to everybody that the community understands what Anzac Day is about and it's going to be here for a long time.
The Hunter is home to over 17,000 veterans. New South Wales RSL President Mick Bainbridge is urging those who've recently left the armed forces to get involved with their local sub-branch.
Our saying is you'll never serve alone, and our older members are dwindling in their numbers, but they are such fantastic support and mentors for younger veterans, and I think there's a lot to gain from younger members coming to our organisation.
Also making news today, the chair of Mental Health Australia has resigned, citing government inaction from Canberra. And iconic carmaker Porsche has decided to convert the next generation of its most popular SUV to electric. The NRL's paid tribute to Terry Hill, who's died aged 52. He played close to 250 top-flight rugby league games, including for the Bunnies, Manly and the Tigers, represented New South Wales at State of Origin level, and played 9 test matches for the Kangaroos. ARLC Chief Peter Volandi saying, "We've lost a giant personality." Today in the NRL, the Warriors take on the Titans. The Dragons have their traditional Anzac Day clash against the Roosters, and it's the Storm v Bunnies in the later match.